So we're here at this rally in Albany where people are raising concerns about the resignation or firing of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General and what that might impact upon the Robert Mueller investigation. And we're talking with Mark Mishler. So Mark, what prompts you to come out today?
Well, I just think it's very serious when we have a situation in our country where I don't believe we are in fascism, but I believe that there are elements of fascism, meaning a total dictatorial control of the nation by corporate interests and by the ruling class. And we are close to that, I think. And President Trump, I believe, wants that kind of total control. And so when we're in that situation, I think that we, the people, must make use of every tool and every strategy that we have. That means being out on the streets, it means organizing, it means voting, it means all sorts of things, but it also means using the legal system to the extent that it can be used to advance the interests of the people. And in this case, we have a president who believes that he is above the law, that he is able to commit crimes with no accountability, and the Mueller investigation, for whatever else might be said about it, is an attempt to put a check on his belief that he has absolute power and authority. And on that basis, it's extremely important. And so then the firing of Sessions, I don't care about Jeff Sessions, who, of course, is completely in line with what President Trump wants in regard to how this country should be run. But what I care about is not allowing President Trump to get away with his belief that he can control everything and that he is above the law. And I think that's essential to an understanding of whatever democracy exists here. And I believe we do have elements of democracy, just like we have elements of fascism. We need to support the elements of democracy that include separation of powers and accountability.
Thank you, Mark Mishler. So we're now out on the street. So why are you here tonight? And what are you hoping to, what message are you trying to deliver?
I'm here to defend democracy.
And you're Dorothy?
I'm Dorothy Tristman. I want the Mueller investigation to be protected. And I want as many people out as possible to show that we care as citizens. And fighting. Trump is not above the law.
And are you worried about the future of America at this point?
Yeah.
And why?
because Trump is acting like he's a dictator, like he's above the law, and we can't let that happen. Seeing people turn out makes me less worried. I mean, it makes me feel it's going to be a big struggle, but it gives me hope. Yeah.
And Larry Whitner, why are you out here tonight?
Well, I think this country, generally speaking, is slip-sliding toward fascism. And I'd like to see that slide stopped and the situation reversed and this country turn back toward social justice and peace rather than toward elite rule and war.
Now, of course, the Democrats recently, this week, took control of the House of Representatives, and that will not take effect until after January. But, you know, what can the Democrats do at this point? Republicans still control the Senate, and, of course, the name Trump is still president.
Well, that's certainly true, and that's unfortunate, in my view. Nonetheless, the Democrats can do some very crucial things. For example, by controlling the House, they can see to it that appropriation bills for regressive policies don't pass. And indeed, they can bargain for progressive legislation with Republicans. So I think they're in a much better position to do that rather than when the Republicans had total control. Furthermore, Democrats control more state legislatures today or at least starting soon, than they did prior to these elections. And therefore, they can stop the gerrymandering that's been taking place. They can stop the disenfranchisement and voter suppression that has been taking place. And in that sense, help to restore democracy to this country.
Thank you.
Because I believe in democracy and giving voices to people who don't normally be heard. Is there anyone that wants to come up here and speak?
We're now talking with Maud Easter. Maud, what brings you out here tonight?
Well, I don't want Mueller to get fired. That's not the only important thing right now, but it's important. And I want Congress to assert itself and demand that Trump back off his attack on the Justice Department.
So why do you think it's important that Mueller not get fired?
Well, I think his investigation is important. It's very important that people around the country understand, however Trump got to power, what if there was collusion, that people need the evidence to make that really clear to them. So I want the Mueller investigation to continue, and I want it to be made public when his findings are completed. I want him to have enough resources to continue it.
Now we're almost 2 years into the Trump administration. What's, you know, sort of your assessment of what Trump means for our country at this point?
Pretty bad. Trump, I think, is undoing many of the institutions that have protected people in this country, and I'm concerned about the possible rise of fascism if the country continues in the direction Trump is pushing it. So I think it's very important that both Congress and the judiciary step up and limit his power. And I think we need to be here in the streets in the park to push them to do that.
Thank you, Maud Easter. We catch up next with Jim Savinsky. Jim, what brings you out here on a chilly night?
While I was in law school during the first Saturday night massacre and watched the Watergate hearings, and the idea that this same thing could be pulled off again is absolutely incredible. So just in solidarity with the folks who are saying, no, don't let it happen.
And, you know, what are your concerns about, I don't know, the rule of law in the United States and what's been happening over the last 2 years?
Well, I also spent some time in the New York Attorney General's office, and they've been standing up against every rollback of environmental law and environmental protection that the Trump administration has been undertaking. And, of course, the Department of Justice is defending those decisions. So a key issue for me is the environment, but this particular move at Justice just is beyond the pale if it goes the next steps and squashes the Mueller investigation.
Thank you, Jim. So we're with Sarah Palmer, who is one of the organizers of tonight's rally. Sarah, what was the message? Why did you help organize this event?
I helped organize this because it's important for the Trump administration to know that this is democracy. We are the people who are in power, the people, and he is not above the law. Like he thinks that he is. He thinks he can get away with anything, and that's just not so.
And do you think he's hearing the message? Or do you think the Democrats in Congress are getting a backbone from you being out here tonight?
Well, if they didn't get the message from all the people coming out tonight across the United States, we will definitely give them that message when we meet with them. That's for sure.
And if people want to follow up on this, how best can they do that?
They can actually go to the Citizen Action website, Citizen Action of New York, or follow the Move On.
Thank you, Sarah.